This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us. Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
All right. Hey, welcome to the show. It's Charlie. I'm solo today. Wifey is not around, but that's okay. We're going to move on and get her done. She should be back by next week, which will be nice because I love her banter. She gives me the good point counterpoint. This week, I wanted to talk about morning routines. What is your morning routine? Are you a morning person? Are you not a morning person? A lot of people hate the mornings. And a lot of people like myself, hey, I could be up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I get this done. I get that done. And by the time I walk out the door, I've already done my walk and all that kind of good stuff. And I get into the office nice and early where I can get my things done. And then, you know, it's back to bed early. And I think I like this because when I get back to bed early, I get sleep. And that's what's going to come up when we talk about morning routines. So how do you get your morning started and what makes your day good? And that's what's important because, you know, waking up and feeling terrible and having a cold, or maybe you're just waking up and you're groggy and it's a pain in the butt even just to get in the shower and do your thing, right? Well, how do we change that? And how do people change that? And can you change that? Should you? Well, they're recommending that you probably should. It's good to be a morning person. And here are some things that are kind of required to have that good day. And not just good like, hey, great things happened to me today, but good meaning you feel good, you're alert, you're productive. And then, you know, by the time you like shut the door to your office and get in your car and drive home, you can go, yep, it was a very productive day today. Not just a busy day. You're like, you were productive. You got things done. One of the things that they talked about that helps you get off to a good day is eating a light breakfast. Nothing really too heavy. I will definitely go light on the breakfast. Currently, right now, in the situation that I'm in, I'm losing weight. I'm on a weight loss program right now. So far, I've lost 49 pounds. It's working amazing for me. And yes, my breakfast is pretty light. I'll have a protein, a very small amount of protein in the morning in the form of a cereal that I have. And then I've got like a fruit drink that I use. And then I take my multivitamins and I'm good to go. I'm out the door, right? So a light breakfast is good. Imagine, you know, you got eggs, you got bacon, you got toast, you got, you know, jellies and jams and all this kind of stuff. And by the time you walk out, you're just like, ugh, you almost kind of like want to go back to bed and take a nap. So maybe a heavy breakfast is not what's best. Go light. One of the other things that they talk about to have a good day, to get your day going off good, is to listen to music while you're getting ready or while you're in the car. I try to do both. I know that when my wife wakes up, she's instantly on Netflix and she has some show running in the background. And I hear that show because, well, we obviously are in the same room and the restroom is right there in the bedroom. And what she hears is pretty much what I hear. So it kind of is what it is. So she might be watching some comedy special or she might be watching a movie or whatever it is. The point is that there's something going on, gets your brain active and whatnot. So I try to do that like in when I leave the bedroom and I go out into the front room to make that light breakfast that I do. I will try to get the smart speaker rolling on the radio station and just kind of check in and see what's going on. Of course, pretty music intensive and whatnot. And of course, on the drive into work, I'm just punching around the dial, see what's going around in the city. And I'm in tune with what those things are. Or if I'm not able to do that, I'm pretty much on the Vespa and I'm not listening to any music. I'm just taking in the sights and sounds of driving into work. So hopefully listening to music or getting ready while you're getting ready in the car or at home will help out. Another thing that they said will get your morning off to a good start is, hey, how about a morning shower? I know a lot of people, this could go either way. I'm a morning shower person, and the reason why I'm a morning shower person is because I like to have that freshness, like take a shower in the morning, the water kind of wakes me up a little bit, and I walk out of the house feeling nice and fresh. You know, if the day was long and grungy, I'll probably take a shower at night, but I always like to take that morning shower, kind of gets you going, it gets my endorphins running and opens up the pores and stuff like that. So that might help you get off off to a good start in the morning. Number two, waking up after getting enough sleep. Now, what is enough sleep? I was going over the study. Jamie Scully had done this study, and they said logging in less than 7 hours of sleep makes you less productive at work. Getting less sleep on a regular basis doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get more done with all the extra time that's on your hands. This study that she did reveals that people who battle sleeping problems like insomnia and just like maybe heavy snoring or whatever it might be may actually be less productive on the job. In fact, according to the study, people who regularly sleep the recommended 7 to 8 hours per night were nearly 20% more productive than individuals who slept 5 to 6 hours per night. The effect worsened for those who slept less than 5 hours per night, with participants experiencing a 29% drop in productivity. Just imagine, like, oh, get the right amount of sleep. They say sleep helps, and I believe that to be so true. 7 to 8 hours, like 7 to 8 hours, not 78 hours, but 7 to 8 hours a night. You think about it, your day is long, right? So I'm like typically in bed by 9:30, and I'm fading out by 9:30, 9:45. Some nights I might be up a little bit later, depending on what's going on, or depending on how late I stay at the office the night before. But getting those 7 to 8 hours is incredibly important. It was a lifestyle study that was led by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. So obviously pretty professionally done there, and highly recommended. And what doctor has said, 5 or 6 hours, you're good to go? None. No doctor has ever said that to me, at least. If they said it to you, you might want to rethink that advice, or rethink that doctor. So what is one of the other good ways to get ready and get your routine off so that you have a good day at work? How about a cup of coffee? Yeah, there you go. That's the number one thing that we need to get our day off to a good start. If you're not a coffee person, that's fine. But some kind of beverage, like I've got my fruit drink and that works. I save my coffee fix. I do a nice little unsweetened cold brew coffee in the afternoon, and I just go for that. And that's my little spike in the middle of the day, which is pretty good. But coffee, they just did a survey. There was another survey out there talking about like how many cups of coffee you should be able to drink. I just found this a little bit silly. Let's see if I can find it here. I don't know what I did with it. Oh, there it is. All right. It's safe to drink up to 25 cups of coffee a day. Now, I think that's a little ridiculous, and it's actually kind of funny because I was mentioning on the radio that my in-laws were in town, and my uncle-in-law, Uncle Leo, says that he's a big coffee freak, and he'll go through like, you know, 1-2 pots of coffee a day. I don't know how many cups that is, but this survey that was done, our study that was done by Queen Mary University in London, found that it's safe for your heart if you drink an obscene amount of coffee on a daily basis. They're putting that at about 25 cups a day without any risk of hardening of the arteries or having a stroke or a heart attack. Now, just because you can doesn't mean that you should start pounding 25 cups of coffee a day. I don't think that's safe for you. Coffee, it depends on the survey or study of the month, it almost seems like, on caffeine and what you should drink, what you can drink, what you shouldn't drink, all that kind of good stuff. First, it's good for you, then it's not good for you. But I say that if that's a part of your routine, you have a cup of coffee in the morning, get yourself going, go for it. So hopefully these tips will make your day just a little bit more productive. Again, going down the list, eating a light breakfast, listening to music, taking a morning shower, waking up and getting enough sleep, and then a cup of coffee. Hopefully that helps you get into being a morning person. If it doesn't, maybe being a morning person just isn't for you, and I'm not mad at you for that. All right, that's going to wrap it up for the podcast today. Like I said, Sandra is out this week. She'll be back next week. We'll get a video podcast to that rolling. I didn't want to run video just on myself this week, so stay tuned for that. Appreciate you listening. Remember, the Loving Life podcast comes out every week. You can subscribe, click notifications, so every time we do one, boom, you'll get notified right on your smartphone, and then we'll go ahead and get you on the podcast on iTunes and the radio.com app. That's where you can find it. Subscribe, click those notifications, and then give me some feedback. Follow me on social media. It's Facebook and Twitter. It's at CharlieOnAir1. And most importantly, thank you so much for your ears. As always, until next week, love you guys so much. This has been the Loving Life Podcast.